Barack Obama may find himself serenaded by one of Ghana's hottest musicians during his visit to the African country. Black Rasta soared to fame last year with a song called Barack Obama. But Black Rasta, who was born Abubakar Ahmed, is not only a singer, he's also an outspoken DJ. As The World's Marco Werman tells us, some of his views might make Mr. Obama feel less than comfortable with the musician and his message.
Yo, it's your boy Sham, I'm a boss in it. I'm the big hits of them. Can you hear me? Wow, wow!
Thousands tune in every day at noon in Ghana's capital, Accra. They're waiting for the words, the wisdom, the wit, and the music of this man.
My name is Black Rasta, radio personality, a musician, performer, and a poet. Barack Obama presently represents the ray of hope for Africa and the whole world, you know? Everybody's looking up to Barack Obama. Well, the first time a black man is in the White House, what has he to offer?
38-year-old Black Rasta has been thinking a lot about Barack Obama. That started more than a year ago when he first heard about the African-American who had a shot at the White House. For Black Rasta, candidate Obama provided the subject of the latest of a long string of songs he'd been writing since the mid-90s.
What I do basically is what some people call intellectual reggae, a.k.a. dub poetry. I'm basically a poet. So what I do is I find a rhythm, I find a melody, and then I recite my poetry into it. That's what I do. I hardly sing. I have some songs, you know, but I am basically a dub poet. Yes, I do a lot of politics, a lot of that. I criticize social issues as well.
But a Barack Watcher, some don't love you.
The song about Obama was and still is his biggest hit. Black Rasta says the tune was really a warning for the candidate.
Telling him, be careful, there are hypocrites around you. There are people that you think love you, but they are all fake. So be very, very, very careful. Your name Obama almost sounds like Osama. Be careful they don't change it from Barack Obama to Barack Osama.
The song came first, then the video, then wider fame. Then Obama won the election and Black Rasta updated the lyrics.
Barack Obama, you made it at last. Mr. Obama, you made it so fast.
Now is the victory song, and I'm telling him in that song what we are expecting from him. I expect that very soon reggae music will be played in the White House. Yeah, so that we will go down there and entertain the people in there and let America, you know, appreciate African reggae.
The invitation to perform at the White House may not come quite so easily. Black Rasta calls Obama's election a blessing, but that's not the only thing on the poet's mind. And given some of his other views, Obama may feel Black Rasta's endorsement could be a curse.
Robert Mugabe, the beg as a horse, but now Mugabe is a list of fools.
Take this song on his latest CD, the same CD that features the updated Obama tribute. It's a song lionizing Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, someone Obama has little praise for.
But in my eyes, Mugabe is a hero still, you know?
Here's Black Rasta again.
I support Mugabe. He's defending the land, yes, that's what I said. Mugabe is one of the leaders that we actually need in Africa.
Black Rasta also criticizes the United States for legalizing abortion. He actually makes that point in the song praising Obama. And Black Rasta says he's anti-gay. Obama supports gay rights. The musician/social critic doesn't like that, but he says he understands why Obama took that position.
He needed to say some of these things, I mean, to be able to get elected. Sometimes you have to make these sacrifices. I don't believe in this, but, I mean, you go ahead and do it.
Black Rasta calls most politicians politrictions, deriding them for breaking promises to the people. He doesn't use that label for Obama, though, and no matter what positions Obama takes, Black Rasta says the U.S. president can't possibly disappoint him. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
I'm Lisa Mullins from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. Thanks for listening.